KCAR 101. Get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host and emergency room physician, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, welcome to ER 101 from the American College of Emergency Physicians. Well, the CDC estimates more than a third of kids and adolescents are either overweight and obese. So it is a serious problem today. We hear about it all the time. My guest, Dr. Peter Paganucci is on. He works with Emergency Medicine Associates in Maryland. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Lee. It's a pleasure.
So this is striking. I mean, it really is. You can't work a shift. You can't walk out in the mall today without seeing Americans overweight and kids especially. And I heard an interesting thing because so often, I know I've taken my son to the pediatrician, and I know even in ER clinics and things I've worked at, we don't always, depending on how old the kid is, get a blood pressure on kids. And this obesity problem is so great, and we're seeing so many adult diseases now that I heard a call at a pediatrics conference that we need to really check blood pressures because, you know, kids could be hypertensive from the time they're 10 and we're not paying attention to it.
Absolutely. If you noodle around and look at some of the literature, you'll see that the physical complications of obesity in children are very much like they are in adults. Type 2 diabetes, you mentioned high blood pressure, high cholesterol, asthma, breathing problems, sleeping disorders, all a result of obesity and being overweight.
So what, you know, it's a multifactorial problem, obviously. You know, what do you think? I'm sure a huge part of it is probably the biggest part, because even in adults we talk about exercise is key too. But I wouldn't you agree that maybe diet is number one? Because unless you're an elite athlete like, you know, Michael Phelps, who's from Maryland, who, you know, can eat 20,000 calories because he swims, I don't know, 10 miles at high speed, you know, for half of his workout. Exercise alone, it's really hard to change things with exercise alone.
Absolutely.
I know as an adult who's tried.
it's difficult. You're spot on. Diet is I think diet's number one. Lack of exercise, physical activities, either number two or 1.5, but regular eating of high-calorie foods like fast foods, baked goods, vending machine snacks can easily cause your child to gain weight. If you load up on soft drinks containing sugar and candy and then desserts, these can all cause weight gain. You know, foods and beverages like these, they're high in sugar, fat and calories, and they taste good, and that's why we like them. But you cannot consume these in, you know, as a regular part of your diet. And you know, they talk about exercise. It's kind of interesting, not just pushing so much exercise like organized sports or, you know, going to the gym kind of thing, but just some sort of physical activity to burn calories. Leisure activities like hide and seek, playing tag, running around outside, getting sweaty with your friends, you know, a little bit more fun
right.
Than trying to go to the gym and shed those pounds.
It's
you know,
hard.
Sitting around watching TV, playing video games.
Right. Everything. Our life is wired. We're attached to a screen, whether it's the screen on our phone. I mean, I know I hear people say it all the time, but it is a different world. You know, back in the day when we were kids growing up, oh my God, there were what, like a few channels and there was nothing to watch on TV. It was so boring to be in a house because there was nothing to do in the house. So that's why, you know, I hate to sort of blame parents, you know, because moms, we get the blame for everything. But it takes so much extra work today to do the right things, Don't you agree? Than it did in the old days. You know, in the old days, you're in a house, the TV's three channels, it's boring. The kids want to go out and play. But today, there's so much enticing stuff in the house. It takes an active parent to get a kid to do something.
Absolutely. In fact, that is really probably one of the ways, number one ways we're going to combat all this. It's parental guidance. Parents have to set a good example first and foremost. You know, if you're a couch potato, you're likely to have a little spud who's a couch potato.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you buy groceries, maybe making different choices. Convenience foods like cookies, crackers, prepared meals, they're high in sugar and fat. And so, you know, trying to guide somebody towards fruits, vegetables, you know, something that's not processed.
Yeah, I think that's the key, and that's what's hard is, you know, okay, it's obvious, cookies, crackers, chips are bad, but if you've ever read the back of a yogurt label, which you think, okay, this is great, I'm going to give my kid yogurt for a snack, and then you read the back and you find out how much sugar is there, you know, in the form of fructose corn syrup, and I'm not one of those people that thinks, okay, it's fructose corn syrup, it's sugar, whatever it is, it's just a high amount of sugar. The processed foods, to make them taste good, they've added salt, they've added sugar. So even something seemingly healthy can actually, if you don't read the labels, can be misleading.
That's a great point. And you said something twice, read the label. And that's, you know, that becomes important. And again, that's the active parental input. You've got to look at these things a lot more carefully. So that's, I think, part of setting the good example. You also talk about, as banal as it sounds, sitting down together for family meals, sitting around the table, discourage eating in front of the TV, in front of a computer, video game, people going in opposite directions, because then you tend to graze and snack more rather than sit and eat maybe three courses that are balanced.
Right. I think that's a good point. And what's your idea? You know, everybody, it's almost like we're a society of it's everybody's fault and passing the blame. But, you know, this idea of advertising and, you know, who's being advertised to, and kids are very subjective to what's advertised for cereals and fast food and things like that. I mean, you know, what's your view on how we should deal with something like that?
That's a great question. You know, we saw Mayor Bloomberg in New York City
right.
take some pretty drastic steps, which caused him a lot of political turmoil. But you know, I you know, without getting into politics, I sort of applaud his effort to a certain extent. You know, a leader taking a role and saying, okay, you know, we're just not going to walk around with 72 ounces of soda. If you want a soda, you can drink an 8-ounce soda. I think you're absolutely right. I mean, advertising is psychological warfare, basically, and you know, it's targeted right at the kids, fast moving, lots of colors, and again, you know, they know the food tastes good. It'd be nice if, you know, maybe an organization like the FDA could have some input. Who knows?
They have enough trouble managing some of the stuff that they have already. But I'm a little bit loath to blame Madison Avenue, blame McDonald's, Burger King. I mean, they are trying to, and they are coming up with some alternatives. So I totally agree with you. If you are a parent and you have to be vigilant, and you have to say, okay, we're going to go here. A treat once in a while is an okay thing. But absolutely, there are some healthy choices that you can make anywhere, and it's just a tough call. And there's a lot of healthy choices. Great topic. We'll can have a whole show on it. We'll do that in the future. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well.